The town of Basel has been rich for a long time, and in 1969 it started an international contemporary art fair. I went because my son, who is a young sculptor, was exhibiting. When the gates first opened, the queuing crowds fell over their Prada spikes to be the first inside. There, the most influential galleries in the world stand hugga-mugga in serried corridors of booths, each one setting out their latest young artists, their most famous older artists. No museum criteria of aesthetics or illumination order the displays. It's already a competition to be shown at all, and once in, it's an even tenser race to sell, to buy. In the lobby of the Ramada Hotel that evening, a lawyer from Florida collapsed into a leather chair beside me, exulting. Phew, I'm exhausted, but I bought a Sarah Lucas. What did you get? Unlike music or publishing, contemporary art is putting on value in spite of world recession. But the shopping frenzy cruelly strips idealism and dreaming from art. It turns it into brand name marketing, commodity fetishism. I began to fear for the sanity of the young artists there. Now, with hindsight, I want to modify my dismay. Contemporary artists are extremely varied in the things they make and the ideas they explore. In my view, their quickness and depth of response and their inventive experimental processes as they search for visual means to translate these ideas surpass the efforts of writers, and I am one, who have become more conventionally constrained by the market and its genres. And I've thought this for a long time, so it's not just a mother speaking. At the Basel Art Fair, I kept thinking, it could be cars or guns or drugs producing this tumult, but it's art. Art, as it was in Padua, when Giotto was hired to paint the Scrovegni Chapel by a merchant anxious for his soul, is still a decontamination zone.